Our reading is taken from the author of the Gospel of John, from the 31st verse up to the 31st verse of the 13th chapter. We are reading from the NRSV English Translation, updated edition. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I love you, you should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Listening to this reading and the preaching, may we receive God's blessing.
Thanks be to God.
All right, so isang mapag
love, yes, love, love, love.
So muli isang mapagpalayang hapon sa ating lahat. Kahit chineka na ni Pastor, papakilala ulit ako. So been with Open Table MCC since 2015 at ngayon isa sa mga hermana, deacon, also lead ng Pride Cares at na charity arm ng ating church. Pero mas kinikilig talaga ako dun sa title na Mother Sean. At ako ang makakasama ninyo for 4 Sundays. And ang tema pa rin ng ating Easter preaching ay the gift of surprises. The joy of the unexpected. Parang yung pagkakahanap ko sa MCC. So some of you may already know the story. I was active in the LGBT or HIV and AIDS awareness advocacy sa isa pang group before. And umatend ako ng LGBT advocates training na facilitated by then MCCQC. Na di rin naman nagtuloy. At first, the surprise was meeting the people from the church. Na at that time, naisip ko, ay grabe, napaka-profound ng mga tao. And one of them, lagi ko itong sinasabi, is si Pastora Kakay. What's more surprising was me still being here for almost 10 years now, despite all the things that our DIY church have went through, na surprisingly, na-witness at naranasan ko din. So yung text natin for this Sunday is mula sa Gospel of John. So bilang isang Christian, probably yung very first na Bible verse na ma-memorize natin is yung John 3:16. Diba? Kaya hindi na natin yung nare-recite today. So kaya yung Gospel of John din ay tinatawag na Gospel of Love. Bilang bunso sa apat na Gospel, very unique din siya compared dun sa tatlo na Synoptic Gospels. Very poetic at very powerful din ang mga bold statements ni Jesus dito. Pati na rin yung mga signs. And of course, ang favorite nating litanya namin dito na, "Very truly I tell you." Sa Gospel of John, mahilig tumika si Jesus. "Very truly I tell you." So anong equivalent niyan sa ating panahon ngayon, ang "Very truly I tell you"? So kung babalikan natin yung ating reading today, yung tsaka dito ni Jesus, is mahahambing ko sa eksena ng isang magulang sa kanyang deathbed at naghahabilin sa kanyang mga anak na maiiwan. Sabi ulit ng text, "Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I loved you also should love one another." So kung napanood nyo na yung series na When Life Gives You Tangerines, so spoiler alert sa mga hindi pa nakakapanood, sorry na lang, kasama talaga siya sa preaching. So I remember yung eksena doon nung mamatay na yung mom ni Aesun at naghahabilin ito sa kanya. na hindi lang naman talaga doon sa series, applicable din ito sa ating real life. Madalas, ang bilin ng mga magulang bago sila malagutan ng hininga ay magmahalan kayong magkakapatid. Or pag ikaw ang panganay, usually they will say, huwag mong papabayaan ang mga kapatid mo. Magmahalan kayo. Pero actually, I just realized na sa mga nakapanood na, kakaiba yung bilin ng nanay ni Aesun doon. Watch nyo na lang kung bakit kakaiba. At meron ding magandang element of surprise doon sa first episode ng series. So, konting context. Yung main character na si Aesun, nakatira siya sa family ng tatay niya. Na-deceased na. Kasi yung mom niya, meron ng bagong asawa at meron ng mga anak na meron siyang half siblings na dalawa. Tapos, yung mom niya dito is isang henyo. Ang tawag is henyo. Henyo, sila yung mga women free divers from Jeju Island in South Korea. So, ano siya? Di ba dito familiar sa atin yung mga nagda-dive din? Pero usually men. Ito women divers sila na nagka-catch ng seafood nang walang scuba diving. The henyo culture is recognized as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO, highlighting the unique traditions and skills of these female divers. So kung maaalala nyo, ayaw siyang pauwiin ng nanay niya sa kanila. Kasi nga, yung family ng tatay niya yung may kakayahan na pag-aralin siya. Pero lagi siya nag-aabang dun sa nanay niya dun sa diving spot. Every time na lumulusong yung mom niya, inaantay niyang umahon. Until mabasa nung nanay niya yung tula niya na naging second place. Na antig ang puso ng nanay niya. Kaya yun, binawi na siya nito. Ito yung laman ng poem. Kunin ko na nga. So, Damned Abalones. So, English translation na to. By O. Aesun. All day, every day, abalones, abalones. When the typhoons blow, abalones, abalones. Worth more than a daughter, those damned abalones. Hurry back, I tell her when she dives in the sea. What could down there so cold and so deep be? Is she looking for clams buried under the sand? Did she run out of breath? Will she come back to the land? Why does a daughter have to wait here on the shore? Because damn abalones. That's what it's all for. If abalones cost 100 won to find, I'd pay it all back for a day of mom's time. My mom with her sore back. My mom with her bad cough. So yun yung mausok moment doon yung dulo niya. Parang sabi niya, kung pwede ko lang bayaran ng 100 won every day para makasama ko yung mom ko. 100 won per day. It means mom can rest. So, bongga, diba? Watch yun na din para... So, don't worry, hanggang first episode lang muna tayo today. So, babalikan natin yung habilin ni Jesus. Na very specific, no? At may disclaimer sa dulo. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So palagi kong itong dialogue na kung sinasabi mo na Christian ka and you stand Jesus, then you should follow His commandment. Kung idol mo siya, then makipamuhay ka dun sa mga taong pinili niyang makasama. So di ba dito sa church, madali nating makikilala or mafe-felt na si Kepi ay isang little monster. At Bayhive, di ba? At si Mars Lawrence, yung partner ni Pastor, ay isang lamb at isang Regine Velasquez superfan. Talagang mapifeel mo kasi si Kepi updated sa Gagachella Week 1 and Week 2. Sa dance steps ng Abracadabra at iba pang songs from Mayhem. Tama, mali. At si Mars Lawrence naman ay talagang well-known at nag-try na rin siyang mag-Mariah Carey in drag, di ba? At lahat yata ng concerts ni Songbird very recently ay pinuntahan niya with matching meet and greet, di ba? So kung si Jesus ay isang pop icon, malamang ang number one, ang title ng number one album niya ay Mission, Love One Another. At ang ilan, so yun yung album ha, at ang ilan sa mga kanta niyang pasok sa Billboard charts ay may temang love for humanity at social justice. At ano yung mga songs na yun? Sample is Glow Up from Galilee. Kasi nga, di ba, what good comes from Galilee? Messiah Energy. Clothe Me in Kindness. Stranger No More. When I Was Hungry, You Found Me. At The Least of These is Me. Very power ballad. Very power ballad yun, no? So kayo, ano sa tingin niyo yung magandang title ng song ni Jesus? Ikaw, Reverend Joseph. Ikaw na may papakwis namin. Ano sa tingin, kung ikaw yung tatanungin namin, ano magandang title ng Eat? Oo. Oh, oh. Oh, diba? Bongga? Eat Me to Remember Me. Woo, Lord! So, what am I really trying to say here? Hindi ba't as an avid fan, we get inspired by the songs of our idols. Like for me, sobrang powerful ng message ng One Moment in Time ni Whitney Houston. I feel like if there's a song about my life, yun siya. So kung matitegi na ako at gusto niyo akong maalala, pakiganin niyo yung ano, One Moment in Time, mafe-feel niyo. So, as Christians, we get inspired by the life lived by the historical Jesus. Na kung susumahin natin, ay makikita natin dun sa Matthew 25:34-40. Na again, ulitin ko lang, na ang message ay makipamuhay tayo sa mga uri ng tao na pinili ni Jesus na samahan. So, pag nagsama-sama yung lahat ng fans ni Jesus, syempre ang tawag doon, fans club. Diba? At madami ng fans club si Jesus. Isa lang dyan ang Open Table, MCC. Hindi man tayo perfect, but we try to maintain a safe space, proclaim God's radically inclusive love for people through Jesus Christ, and participate in the wider works of justice and peace in the world. Pero syempre, hindi rin mawawala yung mga bashers. Paano kaya tayo nakikilala ng mga tao outside of our church community at ng ibang groups? Ay, sila yung burgis sa simbahan na naka-aircon sa Green Hills. Ay, mga maldita yung mga members niyan. Ay, kulto yan. Ito pa isang example na talagang naka-comment dun sa FB page natin. Ha. Tingnan nyo. An apostate church. Google nyo na lang yung apostate. Ginugol ko rin naman yung meaning na apostate na yan. Pero syempre, kebs na tayo dyan. Hindi ko na yan papatulan because I know my community. Kung merong search for number one advocate ng church na ito, I can say na isa ako sa mga top contender. I am a living example, at least I hope to be that way most of the time, if not always. Isa akong buhay na patunay, and an answer to the question kung bakit kailangan pang magpatuloy ang simbahang ito. Sa mga check ako sa mga previous kong sermon, isa doon is yung take up space. Bilang isang queer Christian, to tell the world that we exist. When I decided to be part of this community, it wasn't hard for me to understand the concept. The equation. Na ito, kung na, sa mga nandito na noon, naalala niyo yung equation na ginawa ni Joseph. LO plus LO equals LG. Diba? To love others as we love ourselves is to love God. Pag-ibig sa kapwa tulad ng pag-ibig sa sarili ang manifestation ng ating pag-ibig sa Diyos. Hindi mo pwedeng mahalin ang Diyos kung hindi mo mahal ang iyong kapwa tulad sa sarili. At dito nang gagaling yung fire at yung drive na magpatuloy. But at the same time, dito din nang gagaling yung frustrations. At this point, meron tayong 2.4 billion Christians sa buong mundo. Ang estimated population naman ng mundo is around 8 billion as of 2023. Dito lang sa Pilipinas, meron ng at least 90 recognized religious appreciations. Daming fans club ni Jesus. Pare-parehong mga Christians nag-aaway pa. Nakakalungkot lang isipin na most Christians, maganda naman yung intention at talagang mabubuti ang puso at may malasakit sa kapwa. pero nalilihis at tila naliligaw ng landas. Dahil sa mga leader ng kanilang simbahan, bato-bato sa langit, I hope and pray that Christians today go back to the basic. Napakasimple lang ng formula. Pero ang daming efforts ang nasasayang. Nakakalungkot lang na minsan, yung mga beliefs at paniniwala natin ang siya pang naglalayo imbis na maglapit sa atin sa Panginoon at sa isa't isa. So sabi nga nung ating founder, no, na si Lolo Troy, let's keep the main thing. And the main thing is Jesus. The main thing is love. So while I was writing this preaching, I had a Holy Spirit activate moment na parang sinasabi niya, Bax, kaysa ma-stress ka dyan sa frustration mo, bakit hindi mo na ito idagdag sa mga advocacies mo? Struggle through it. Di ba nga, bakahin mo kasama ang mga kapatid mo sa simbahan. And so I take on the challenge and make it my mission to remind others of how simple it is. It is. Sobrang simple lang ng ask to love one another. Kaya din siguro mahirap dahil sa ating buhay, may iba't ibang manifestations ang love. Minsan, love is present, but we don't appreciate it. Maybe because iba-iba tayo ng mga inaasahan. Iba ito sa mga inaasahan natin. We Pinoys and Asians in general ay hindi mahilig magsabi ng I love you sa ating mga kapamilya at sa mga mahal sa buhay. Kaya ang love minsan ay disguised as, Nak, kumain ka na ba? Anong gusto mong ulam? Nak, anong oras ka uuwi? Nak, ilabas mo na yung mga labahin mo. Pwede rin, Ma, bawal sa'yo yan. Hinay-hinay sa lechon. Ma, ang maintenance mo, inainom mo na ba? Pa, ito, pandagdag sa tuition ni Bunso. At pa, ako na bahala sa bill ng internet at kuryente this month. Yan yung simpleng manifestations ng love. Love din yung kahit na laging binabash, rally pa rin ang rally yung mga aktivista. Kahit na minsan kinukutya by the same people na pinaglalaban nila. Love din yung desisyon ng ating mga farmers na patuloy na magtanim ng sibuyas. Magsaka ng palay kahit minsan hindi sigurado kung mababawi ba nila yung ginastos nila or may kikitain man lang ba sila. Love din yung pagboto ng tama tuwing eleksyon. Para sa kinabukasan ng ating mga anak. So pag bumoto ka ng may red flag na nga, part pa ng political dynasty, may kaso ng pandarongbong at pagnanakaw, ayan, malinaw na malinaw, hindi love yan. Isa pa sa mga manifestations ng love is ang pakikisangkot kahit paminsan-minsan lang. Today, yun nga, May 18, we commemorate the International AIDS Candlelight Memorial, which is a time for us to remember the many lives lost to AIDS. It is an opportunity to honor those who dedicated their lives helping people living and affected by HIV, and continue to mobilize our communities in solidarity. Patuloy nawa tayong makisangkot upang labanan ang stigma about HIV and AIDS. At magpalaganap ng awareness at kaalaman tungkol sa sakit na ito, dahil hindi ito isang death sentence. The mission is to love one another. Present perfect tense yan. Baka may grammar Nazi dito. Yun lang yung goal, ha? Present perfect tense yung mission. Gaya ng habili ng isang magulang sa kanyang mga anak na may iwan. Christ's commandment is to love. And how does that love look like today? Sa kapwa natin, Christians, dyan, you can show your love by opening your hearts and minds to the issues faced by the LGBTQIA+ community, even if you don't understand. After all, just like you, we are created in God's image and likeness. And more than that, we are also human beings who are fighting for the same rights. Para sa atin namang mga queer at Christians, let's continue to take up space and live our truths. Ituloy ang kabaklaang yan. Go lang mga akla, ipakita sa lahat na we are queer, Christian, and fabulous. Let's appreciate our allies. And I hope that someday we continue to gain more allies. Let's not give up on the conservatives. Medyo mahirap sabihin. Pero I hope and pray that they realize we are not the enemy. And by this, everyone will know that we are his disciples. Yun lang. Salamat po and see you again next week.